Hi, Sandra. How are you? And before you answer, because this is just the way it goes, just want to remind your listeners that Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want by Sandra and Michelle Flaum is available online at Amazon and has been selling well and is chock full of information telling you how to boost your career and make an impact, get recognized, and build the career you want, which, frankly, given the opportunities that are out there right now, yeah, you know, wouldn't be bad to explore. And that being said...
Thank you, Jill, very much for that nice promotion.
That being said, this is why you need to get the book, because our topic is your job is making you queasy, or as I said before, nauseous. Now what? What do you do now? You boost your career.
There's a, as we know so well, many jobs now are making people very queasy. When you think about what's going on in the world with the sexual harassment situation in so many different firms, Al Franken, that situation, will he last doing what he did at NBC a while ago when the Saturday Night Live job was on for him? Tom Price, of course, Amazon. Harvey Weinstein, more lawsuits, certainly there, and that's very queasy. The Weinstein Group, it's up for sale, as we all know now, and people are trying to get out left and right. That job is making them queasy. Charlie Rose, look what happened there, my God, not just at PBS, but at CBS, too. And I must admit that I was hurt and shocked. I loved Charlie Rose, loved his interviews. He was the best interviewer there. And I even tried to imitate Charlie Rose during my imitate him vis-a-vis interviewing techniques.
Of course.
And of course.
Yeah, because this is a family show, Sander.
Yeah, and of course, you know, who didn't love Kevin Spacey in House of Cards? So, yeah, this whole situation is making a lot of people queasy. So
I have I know that now what, and I know we've got limited time, but I've got two questions that surround this. And question one is, I'm presuming that it never really occurred to you to walk around naked in front of your staff.
Yes.
Okay. And so, you know, cutting to the chase, what's that about? It's got to just be power. And because you can, and that speaks of a whole other thing. And that's question A. And question B is, as with communications crises, is there a crisis management strategy for this yet?
Well, you understand, of course, Jill, how crisis management works. You come out immediately. Crisis management is you come out immediately with the issue. You don't wait for the press or the media or other media to come out. That's how you get killed. Best crisis management is you're taught to come out immediately with the issue, with the problem, which of course none of them did. So you know, we have people really suffering from some kind of neurotic or even in some case psychotic illness. You know, Weinstein himself, as you know, went to therapy for a week. He came out.
Is he out? Does anyone know where he is? Because I've noticed that it's gone quite quiet except for his lawyers.
Yeah, well, that's what he was told. Keep your mouth shut. Now it's a legal issue because the lawyers now are trying to keep him out of jail. So that's the situation there. But there was a very interesting book written by Anne McKee on how to be happy at work. By the way, I have to compliment Sue Schellenbacher in the Wall Street Journal. She wrote a wonderful piece November 15th on this. And she did a lot of very, very good interviews. Sue is one of the best writers at the Wall Street Journal. I love reading her management stuff. She does a lot of good research on this. So let me first go through the quick steps, if you will, the quick steps that you take if you are embarrassed by your employer. And then we'll go through some of the stories. One, take time to calm feelings of stress and anxiety. Two, consider other options before quitting. Three, spend more time on job tasks that are meaningful to you. Next, find something to love in your company's mission. Try to fix some part of the company's problem that you can control. Strengthen relationships with people at work you enjoy. Mentor and encourage subordinates who show promise. And lastly, the steps, work on building skills that will help you in the future. I think these are all very interesting ideas. But I want to compliment, again, you know, Anne McKee and How to Be Happy at Work. So let's go back to the issue of queasy. Look, we've all been in, well, I don't know about you, Jill, but I've been in many firms where, you know, queasy things happen. But as Angela Lansbury pointed out in the newspaper Tuesday morning, you know, it's not all the men's fault, as she pointed out. Angela Lansbury is now, you know, 90. However, she was very frank in coming out that some women bring it on themselves, come to work with you know, blouses that are, you know, maybe cut down a little too far, breasts out, ultra short skirts, you know, crossing your legs, not a good idea. So Angela pointed out that it's, you know, some women like to bring this on, you know, this sexual attractiveness. But the question is, even if you are in the job where, you know, a little queasy and there's some men who do some inappropriate things, let's say, you need the work. I mean, you really need the work. And you have a family to support. So what are you going to do? You know, that's really the key. In my view, the family is there. And I just can't quit. So what do you do? Well, you as I said in the point, you try to make the best of it. You know, the whole Uber situation, you know, with the Uber guy doing the same thing as some of the other people did, they try to hang in at Uber. You know, not a lot of jobs in that field. You can go to Lyft, you know, other places, but they hung in and they got rid of the Uber guy. So that's the other thing. Now, the risk you have, of course, always when there's a senior person involved and you complain to her or his boss, you can be fired, as happened so many times before. Remember that. You can lose your job by complaining. Is it fair? No. But does it happen? Yes. Okay. Let's talk about some other things. So you know, attacks on a company's ethics cut especially deep for younger employees who place a higher value on finding purpose and meaning in their work. And it's according to a 2017 survey of 8,000 millennial workers by Deloitte. Many employees stay on the job anyway because they need the paycheck or don't see better opportunities elsewhere. You live through it. Others find satisfaction in focusing on personal career goals. A woman named Gabby Toro Rosa took a job at a unit of Uber last year to gain sales experience while waiting for an opening at a PR group. Well, it didn't work out for her. Her manager treated her well. She recently moved on the job she wanted. Dr. McKee advises figuring out what parts of your work you can control and asking yourself, is there a way for me to live my values and have a positive impact at the company? Well, you know, well said. The question is, you know, if you can't stand the company, if you can't stand the culture, if you can't stand what's going on, if nothing is being done about certain men who continue to harass young women. It's not going to work. Okay, it's just not going to work. You really have to find a way quickly to get out. Some employees, pitch a role that really doesn't exist. There's one other book they mentioned by Christine Bader, The Evolution of Corporate Idealists, a book about how to advocate inside companies for social or environmental changes. Well, not easy to do if you have a senior management that's not listening. It's usually middle to lower management groups who take the focus on this, right? Who really try to focus on change. But again, Jill, if the people on top are not listening, you're not going to make a change. It ain't gonna happen. So anyway, a roundup of what makes your job queasy. Even if you have a family to support, you have to start looking if they're not prepared to change. I mean, look at the Weinstein Group. They're out of work. The company's up for sale and people are leaving left and right. Of course, they don't want the people attached, but with him or the brother, too. So that's the best advice. Move out. For Charlie Rose, will he ever get hired again? Again, before this whole thing broke, I was a big fan of his. Will he get hired again? Maybe. Rehab maybe will help. And he'll get back to some other station. We shall see. So enough about queasy, Joe.
Yeah, and, it's one of those times where, and we talk about it a lot, but if it's making you queasy, then you got to take steps. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
For sure.
That's the main thing, is you got to do something. Sure. Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day, Jill.